the Urbana Champaign scene is a kick-ass scene. I mean, it is a phenomenal, vital scene. And in part, we named the talk, you know, From the Ashes of Disco. I mean, I grew up with disco. You know, quite frankly, I have fond memories because I could dance with really beautiful women. But quite frankly, if I wasn't dancing, I didn't want to listen to the music. And rock and roll, you know, when disco dies, rock and roll comes back, and it comes back with a vengeance. And we had really this vital scene that kind of disappeared and came roaring back. You know, the story is that disco didn't kill rock and roll. Disco just put rock and roll on a temporary pause. And quite frankly, when somebody unplugged it, rock and roll just blasted forward. And it continues to blast forward today.
What was it specifically that made this scene so vibrant, in your opinion?
Well, in many respects, it's the university kind of forms the core. You've got a magnet. We're located really just south of Chicago, west of Indy, east of St. Louis. So we're kind of a passing point. So in part, the story is that we're really a magnet for great bands that pass through the Midwest and stop here, and for many local bands who interact with them and then go forward. Adrian Blue is a classic example. He comes here and lives here for 10 years and then eventually leaves, but, you know, begins to set a whole style for himself. So, you know, really, there's a lot of things going on. We had everything here, and it's like the stars lined up, and, you know, things just really took off.
Why was this particular time and place important?
Well, I guess the question is, important to whom? Maybe that's the part I'm having.
Well, important enough for you to gather people together to talk about it and to archive it.
Well, in many respects, you know, when we think of local music, we think of the great bands. You know, we think of local great bands, and it becomes REO Speedwagon only. Well, screw that. There were many other fine groups that came through here, grew from here. So, in essence, it was kind of like, you know, literally, we had the right mix of people here at the right time with the desire just to make the best possible music without selling itself short to be commercial. These people's paths rarely intersected in this kind of academic situation where we can have a conversation about what's going on, why were you writing the way you were, and quite frankly, the opportunities to just have them talk about the scene from their perspective and begin to help us understand it and to look at the areas of music that we need to focus on in terms of our preservation initiative. I mean, it's really the nuts and bolts of doing this. And it's the first time we've got all of these great musicians coming together to talk about the scene. That's really the meat behind it.